Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The Palestinian Authority and its security apparatus are planning a cheap and exposed game to silence the voice of truth raised by the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir and the people of Palestine. Translated. Perhaps the Palestinian Authority, PA, and those behind it thought that the people of Palestine are dead and lifeless, while it fosters immorality and sowed the seeds of Satan, promoting ikhtilat, mixing of men and women, dancing, and vice. Thus, it was shocked by the people of Palestine's rejection of these evils and saw the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the vanguard of enjoining good and forbidding evil, as an insurmountable obstacle. It sued to dismantle this obstacle so they could focus on the people of Palestine and promote the agendas of their masters, the Epsteins. On Friday, 7th of August 2026, the security forces arrested a number of Hizb ut-Tahrir members in and around Ramallah, terrorizing their families, raiding their homes, and violating their sanctity. This is an act befitting an authority that has staked its existence on fighting Islam and its people and serving its masters, the disbelievers and Jews. This crime was preceded by a blatant and despicable act on Thursday, the 6th of July 2026, when they arrested a number of party members in Al-Khalil, Hebron area, with the participation of their various security agencies. This was followed by a new campaign against the outspoken and righteous figures on Saturday night, during which they attacked homes, violated sanctities, and assaulted women and children in a scene that mirrors the depravity of the criminal Jewish entity's army. As for their level of baseness, we know that the governor of Al-Khalil, the regional commander, and other parties participated in the meeting and decided to use the customs and police forces to try to find loopholes to fabricate criminal or financial charges against the party's members in order to avoid the price of political arrests they fear. They believe that the party, its members, and the people of Palestine are naive and foolish enough to fall for their dirty tactics. Concurrently with the arrests, the Palestinian Authority intensified its effort to promote gender mixing in universities. Al-Quds University witnessed a series of graduation ceremonies featuring singing and swaying, and the same occurred in Al-Khalil, attended by the Minister of Education, the Governor, security chiefs, and the Mayor, who collaborates with the Authority's agenda and never refuses its requests. These celebrations carry unmistakable implications, transforming graduation ceremonies where students are honored into parties of swaying, lights, singing, and dancing, is introducing vice into everything, turning refined and noble events and gatherings into degrading celebrations that normalize immorality and loses all notions of modesty and chastity. The intensification of these indecent celebrations reveals beyond any doubt that an entire system is manipulating the men of the Palestinian Authority and deciding on acts of dilution in order to bring down the people of Palestine. It is not the action of a minister, governor, or official, but a system that operates on two fronts. One that promotes, organizes, and creates the evil acts, and another that fights, pursues, and works to silence every voice that denounces their heinous actions. Intensifying celebrations while settler attacks escalate, land is confiscated, homes are burnt and demolished, and blood is shed makes the Palestinian Authority complicit in the crimes of the Jewish entity. What does the PA want? Does it want the people of Palestine to dance on their wounds? Does it want them to become accustomed and desensitized to the killing and destruction? Does it want them to maintain oblivious while their very existence on this land is threatened? What does the PA hope to achieve by spreading immorality and vice amidst the blood, rubble, mourning, and sorrow? Does it and its leaders have an answer? As for the people of Palestine, they raise their voices loudly, clearly, and unequivocally. We reject ikhtilat, the mixing of genders. We reject vice. As for the PA, by insisting on and intensifying the parties of dilution, it has created a barrier between itself and the people of Palestine, between two camps. The camp of chastity and purity, which is represented by the people of Palestine, and the camp of vice and serving the projects of the kafir, which is represented by the PA and those who followed it from the rabble and the dregs of society. As for the Hizb's members, against whom the Palestinian Authority are plotting, the PA and their foolish men have overlooked the fact that Hizb ut-Tahrir has bewildered the world and all that is in it. Major powers have been unable to suppress it or suppress its project. The PA, with its base thinking, its dirty role, and its limited resources, is far too insignificant to harm the party and its members. Were it not for the fact that the PA is a tool for the Jewish entity and a tool in the hands of the Kafir world that fights the values of the people of Palestine and it dictates to them projects of westernization and the stripping away of chastity and values, the party would not have paid attention to it to speak about it. So where does the PA fit in the map of a party that confronts the most powerful regimes in order to establish the project of the Ummah? The Khilafah, Khalifate on the method of prophethood. Speaking the truth, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and adopting the interests of the Ummah will remain the approach of Hizb ut-Tahrir and indeed the approach of the people of the blessed land of Palestine. Until Allah judges between us and our enemy, and Allah empowers this Ummah and shows Pharaoh, Haman and their soldiers what they were afraid of. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the blessed land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.